Hello, and welcome to PWN Norway's exclusive podcast series for Oslo Innovation Week 2020, What Women Want, A Tech Future. This series will examine the incredible stories of innovative and inspiring women from around the world. Following OIW's theme of A Time to Build, this series will illuminate the ways in which these women have used technology and know-how to build up themselves and a better future for the next generation to follow. We begin our podcast series with managing partner and founder of Find Ocean Ventures, Maren Horth Bauer. Maren is a leading force in building the blue economy globally. She will now dive further into how women are taking leading roles and supporting one another in the sustainability transformation of the ocean industries.
I have jumped out of a plane several times. And there are many parallels to skydiving and how I have built my professional career. I am Maren Horth Bauer, 35 years old, mom to Felix at 4 and married to Karl-Axel. I'm also the founder and managing partner of Find Ocean Ventures. Our ambition is to drive the blue shift, and we do that through investing in growth companies in sustainable blue economy. And we're just getting started. We have just jumped out of the plane and into the blue. How did I get here? This has involved several jumps into new things. Let me rewind. I chose the wrong education. This was what I thought when I studied finance almost 2 decades ago. I should have studied medicine, biology, chemistry, something in the world of science. And after 17 years, I've now ended up combining my passion for impact and nature with finance and investments. So let me take you through a skydiving jump into the blue or into new professional challenges. It starts with being curious. What does it feel like to free fall and jump out of a plane? I get energy from diving into complex topics. What are we able to do? What problems are we capable of solving with new technology? How does the tech work? Did you, for example, know that you can make sustainable fibers for the textile industry out of algae? Or that synthetic biology enables us to program an organism to light it up in certain if certain contaminants is in the water? Or that you can use artificial intelligence to combat illegal fishing? I'm also curious about people. After traveling to more than 70 countries and working across all continents, I've learned to be adaptable and flexible and respectful. And it has made it more effective in working across different cultural settings. And in these times when we try to limit travel due to climate change, and of course now because of COVID, it is great that we have technologies that enables great interactions across geographies. We even have immersive technologies that enables you to feel like you're somewhere else and really immerse yourself in an experience. And this is very useful in the world of telling stories as well about the ocean, what the current state of the ocean is, but also to tell people and show people the wonders and the magic of the ocean. So, I was curious, I chose to take the skydiving license, then I started to prepare and train. And this is similar, right? When I finished my studies, I joined McKinsey, and then I worked with Wallenius Wilhelmsen and Orkla, and I was with a tech startup, and I've had a couple of board positions, and also made some investments. Through all of this, I've built a toolbox that is very useful when building Find. Like when you skydive, in all my roles I've built a network where we learn and support each other. People with diverse backgrounds that share experiences and perspectives. And I've met great people along the way that I collaborate with today. What has also driven me to start something myself now is to be in full control. When I skydived, I packed my own chute, I jumped, I flew, and I landed. And if anything went wrong, It was my ultimate responsibility. And this is what has driven me to end up as the founder as well of Fint, and also to co-found Catapult the Ocean several years ago, to build something and to be in full control. So if you are curious, prepared and trained, then you board the plane and you're ready for takeoff. And before you jump, you do a thorough risk assessment. You check the weather conditions and the landing area, and you do not jump unless you know that you will land on your feet, maybe get some scratches or a twisted ankle, but your gut feeling says that you can get through it. And you have to trust that feeling. And when I make business and investment decisions, it is similar. A thorough groundwork and analysis is needed, and you use different types of technologies to support you in that. You look at all risk factors and you evaluate different opportunities and solutions to challenges that might arise. And then I trust my gut feeling and instinct on top of that. Are these people I really would like to spend time with and work with? Do we share the same set of values and ambitions for where we are heading? And when you've done that risk assessment, you end up standing at the exit in the plane, toes touching the sky, and you take a deep breath. You check your gut feeling a final time. You do the emergency check, and then you jump. You take that step and you accelerate to 300 kilometers an hour. And in this situation, you handle what is thrown at you, and you have to be capable to make quick decisions. Like that one time I had to pull the reserve chute, or when you have to say no to an investment because of too much uncertainty, or say yes to a unique opportunity to meet a potential investor or client without any time to prepare. And then you land, and after that first jump, you reflect and learn again. If things do not go as planned, we spend much time to review and train again. And then you jump and you review and you ask for feedback and you improve and you do it all over again. When I was asked to have this talk, I was asked to reflect upon the role technology has played in my career. And I think in the very beginning it has been had more of a supporting role. And through all my career, the people has been the most important thing. But since building Catapult Ocean, where we invested in tech companies, pre-seed and seed, and also now with building Fint, where we will invest in tech companies at significantly later stage, technology is at the core of what we do, and developments in technology has enabled us to find completely new solutions to the challenges we see in the ocean with overfishing, with the emissions from ships, with aquaculture. So really, technology enables us to build companies that both have a positive impact at the same time as great potential for financial returns. And we also see an increasing number of clever, purpose-driven founders that leverage this technology to build ocean ventures. And they build new industries or they solve challenges for existing industries. And these ventures, they need smart funding, they need powerful support and strength to scale and have an impact, and they need Fint. They need an investor that is hands-on, that has a system focus, and also the impact lens on in all aspects of that investment journey. So to recap, you have to be curious. You prepare and train, you do a thorough risk assessment, and then you take the step. And I just took a big step some months ago into the blue, and it feels great, it's exciting, it's a bit scary at times, but it is definitely something I will not regret.